This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Recently, while researching story ideas on distinguished African Americans, I came across a short article about a controversial visit that world-renowned poet, playwright, and author Langston Hughes made to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Hughes was 30 years old when he was invited to speak and lecture at the then all-white university in 1931. A few days before his appearance, Hughes had an essay and a poem printed in a local publication about the injustice of the trial in Alabama that year of the Scottsboro Boys, nine black teenagers falsely accused of raping two white prostitutes. His poem, titled Christ in Alabama, depicted Jesus as a black man beaten down by prejudice just like Christ. The university was strongly criticized for inviting Hughes to campus. In a 2020 Carolina Quarterly podcast on Hughes's visit, poet Emilio Taviejo Pelaez reads what Hughes wrote about the visit.
He writes that the theater at the University of Chapel Hill was packed to the doors the night I read my poems there, and special police were put on guard to prevent trouble since considerable pressure had been put upon the university to cancel my lecture. Courageously, the university refused to do so, but a leading politician of the town attempted to get police protection for the program withdrawn, stating that I should be run out of town before I had a chance to speak.
UNC's archivist Nicholas Graham says the magazine Contempo that ran Hughes' writings was seen as a radical publication, so its focus on the trial was not such a surprise, but he says Hughes' poem caused a major stir.
A conservative columnist in the Southern Textual Review highlighted the poem and essay as an example of what he was calling communist influence in Chapel Hill, radical professors trying to indoctrinate students. It's comparable to some of the rhetoric we're hearing today. And that column and the writing in the Southern Textual Review really stirred up people across North Carolina. And so that's when there began to be a great deal of, you know, backlash against the university for bringing Hughes to campus and especially for publishing the poem. You know, their complaints were kind of tied up in, you know, surprisingly less about the appearance of a black author on campus, more so about what they called his sacrilegious poem, and communism was brought up a great deal, even though there's no evidence that Hughes ever addressed communism specifically in his talk on campus.
Right, because he never joined the Communist Party, but he attracted, just like Paul Robeson did, a lot of attention and criticism for going to the Soviet Union.
That's right. And that, you know, that was also a period when Southern conservatives who were opposed to racial equality would use communism as a way of attacking integration or as attacking, you know, equal treatment, across races.
The president's office was flooded with letters. Who was writing these letters? Who?
The letters that were coming into the president's office came from readers of the Southern Textual Review, or people who had heard about it through that publication. So there were people who worked in the textile industry, some prominent alums and members of the Board of Trustees who had also learned about it, also wrote to the president's office to inquire about what was going on.
Do you have any of those letters?
All right. So here's one that came to the president's office, November 28th, 1931, from Kemp Plummer Lewis. He worked for a textile company in Durham and I think was about to become a trustee. And so his quote is, "I've never read anything any worse than these two articles that came out in this Contempo. It is enough to make the blood of every Southerner boil to have a man like this Hughes given any attention or consideration whatever by decent white people."
Wow.
Let me just find a copy of the response from the president.
And do you have Langston's as well?
Yeah, all he says, this is an editor to one of the editors of Contempo from Hughes, and it was written in October 1931. And he says, "The other day I sent you a little article on Scottsboro, which perhaps you can use. Today I am enclosing two drawings by Zell Ingram, a young Negro artist from Cleveland. Also a poem, which might be suitable for your Scottsboro issue. If you cannot use them, kindly return them to Ingram at the above address." And he has a handwritten note on the side, and he's talking about the poem, and he wrote in by hand, "since it goes with Ingram's Black Christ drawing."
Oh.
So this suggests that, you know, he may have been inspired by the artwork to write that poem.
Hmm. Any other letters?
This is response from Frank Porter Graham to a letter from a different alumnus.
And that's the president?
Yes, Frank Porter Graham's the president at the time. And he's talking about the invitation. He said, I am perfectly willing in this situation to stand in and take full responsibility. Of course, we could have, upon the publication of Contempo, closed the door in the face of a man who had been invited by a student organization and one of our finest teachers. I would not for the world have let that happen, though I have contempt for the language and the spirit and the point of view expressed in the poem. I am put in the position of sanctioning it all. He was not going to cancel or censor the speech, but he certainly wasn't endorsing it either.
So Hughes was not stopped from coming to the campus. Do you know where he actually spoke?
He spoke in Girard Hall, which is kind of right at the heart of, it's still there, at the heart of the Chapel Hill campus, and was kind of the main meeting space. And, you know, according to the local newspaper, it was an audience composed of students and townspeople. The Daily Tar Heel report said that he gave a humorous account of his life and then read several poems. He was also invited to speak to a playwriting class by the author and playwright Paul Green, who was also a faculty member on campus.
Is this something that's well known on the campus, or do you think this is a part of the university's history that is known to students, faculty, others in the Chapel Hill area?
Not particularly. I mean, I think it's known to people who are either interested in Langston Hughes already or interested in university history. But this was, you know, it was a big deal at the time, but kind of a fleeting thing. And that I would say probably very few people know about Langston Hughes's brief but important connection to UNC.
Nicholas Graham is UNC Chapel Hill's archivist.